It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Standing on the promises of Christ our King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, promises of God, my Savior, standing.
Good morning, he who the Lord has blessed. Just say hallelujah from wherever you're listening to me from. You can even still be on your bed, or you can be out already at work. Regardless of where you are, I want you to take a second, like we always do on the show. Take a second to say, Father, we are grateful. If you can just shout your hallelujah, just give it to God and let Him know how much we are grateful to be alive this morning. He who is blessed, just take that second. Do it. Tell God how grateful you are this morning. I want to welcome you to the third day in the month of July 2024. It's another Wednesday. Wednesday to be old, and it is time for our devotion. If you're just joining us for the very first time, this is the Open Heaven Hour. This is the time of the day where we get to share and hear the word of the Lord. And if you are frequent on this show, you know what time it is. You know it's time to tell somebody, to tell another person. Let us gather the whole community of believers and non-believers together, and let us share the word of God. This segment is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. So we'll be going into the word for today. We are continuing a series, Return on Seeds, Part 3. We've done Part 1, we've done Part 2. We are on Return on Seeds, Part 3. And our hymn for today is Hymn 21 from our Open Heaven Manual, Standing on the Promises of Christ our King. Our Bible in 1 year will be taken from the book of Proverbs chapter 15 to chapter 17. Proverbs chapter 15 to chapter 17. And our memory verse for today will be taken from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 10. Now, he that ministereth seed to the sower, both ministered bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruit of your righteousness. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 10. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruit of your righteousness. A Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Malachi chapter 3 from verse 10 to 12. Malachi chapter 3 from verse 10 to 12. Malachi is the last book in the Old Testament. Malachi chapter 3 from verse 10 to 12. Are you with your Bibles? Bring all your tithes into the storehouse, that they may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing, that there will not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that it will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Emmanuel says, over the last 2 days, I have discussed how you can get harvest from the seeds you sow. Today, I will focus on seeds that are sown based on God's instructions. This kind of seeds go beyond yielding hundredfold. They yield unlimited returns. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8 to 16. 1 Kings chapter 17, from verse 8 to 16. When Elijah told the widow to bring her last meal, and she obeyed, the result was an unlimited supply of food for her household all through the famine. When God instructs you to give and you obey, he pours unlimited blessings on you. When I became the general overseer of RCCG, the entire monthly income of the church was less than my monthly salary as a lecturer before I resigned. By the time we managed to pay salaries of the staff, there was usually nothing left for me. Things were tough, and I looked forward to collecting my gratuity because I had served the government for many years. My plan was to invest part of the money and save some, hoping that before I finished spending my savings, the church would have grown to the point where I could start getting paid a salary. When the gratuity came in, I remembered that God was now my commander-in-chief. So I asked him how to spend the money. To my surprise, it said that I should divide it into 3 parts and give each part to different ministries. Nothing was to come to the ministry I was heading, even though we had needs. I trembled when he gave me that instruction. But then he followed it with, I will be your source. I obeyed. And since then, he has truly been my source. In the book of Malachi chapter 3 verse 10, Malachi chapter 3 verse 10, God instructed that you should bring 10% of your income into a storehouse, and it will open the windows of heaven and pour down blessings that you will not have enough room to contain. This is an unlimited blessing that comes from obeying just one instruction. God blessed Abraham and told him that he would reward him. In Genesis chapter 15, verse 1, imagine God himself being someone's reward. That is an unlimited blessing. When you check what preceded that, you will discover that this blessing came after Abraham paid the first ever tithe to Melchizedek. In Genesis chapter 14, from verse 18 to 20, your tithe is a major door to the unlimited blessing of God. When God instructs you to give, it is an opportunity for you to experience unlimited blessings from Him. Do not let such opportunities pass you by. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, Obey all God's instructions on giving and you will experience His unlimited blessings. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven series has blessed you, you can always also be a blessing to somebody today. You can visit our past and current Open Heaven devotionals on our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast and share any of the messages you would like to share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. every morning. You can also share with somebody that you can visit www.praisepalaceradio.com, listen to it live, or you can download our mobile app on Apple Store and Play Store, Praise Palace Radio. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather at the feet of Abba again, I want you to remain blessed and have a wonderful day. God bless you.
I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. I now can see perfect presence.